Hey y'all, I'm Nia. It's Nia, your host, and welcome back to What Should I Call This podcast, where I talk about any and everything. I know it's been a while, like, oh my goodness. But before I get into this episode, please follow me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts at What Should I Call This podcast by Nia, and give me 5 stars, please. Please. 5 stars only. I'm trying to just, like, you know, run up this podcast. Like, I'm doing it on a budget for real. I hope everybody's been well. I hope y'all are having a good morning, good night, good afternoon, just good anything. Like, I just hope everybody is doing well that's listening to this. So today's topic is gonna be about K-pop. And you're probably like, oh my goodness, girl, K-pop? Yes, because I love K-pop. It's in my, I don't know how to say it. I don't know. I just listen to it. You know, it's very different from Western music or any type of music, but I listen to almost everything. You know, I really don't discriminate when it's with music, because, you know, I major in music. But we're gonna talk about K-pop. Like, not too much into it, because, you know, I could just go on and on and on, but just go over the brief stuff. So let's really get into the topic, because I hope y'all are excited. I hope the people that are listening to this like K-pop as well and find this episode fun. We don't have a guest today. Again, it's by myself, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I don't care. But let's get into it. So let me just do a little background before, like, you know, I really get into what I want to talk about for, is, like, why I like it. Like, why I like K-pop, because I know a lot of people just not really getting into, you know, liking it or whatever, but I don't know. I started liking it when I was in high school, and I met one of my best friends. That's my best friend right now. We're really close right now, because we started being friends after we figured out that we both liked it, K-pop. So I'm like, okay, girl, because what? But that was really shocking. But when I first heard it, you know, like I said, I really used to listen to anything and everything, like, mainly just American music, like English music, you know, just all the mainstream artists or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting tired of this. But I was on YouTube and I saw an ad. It was an ad, and it was Pentagon, Shine, you know, with all of them or whatever. And then I pressed it, and I'm like, okay, who is this, right? So I was at home, and then after I watched that, I'm like, oh my God, like, who are these men? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, how old was I at the time? I think like 14, 15. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is gonna be so fun. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is something different for me. So, you know, I start listening to other groups and that or whatever. But that's how I really started listening to that, after I listened to Pentagon Shine. I think it was called Shine. Yeah, I think it's called Shine. I don't know. Maybe. I haven't listened to them in a while. But yeah, so that's that. Yeah, I kind of went over the first thing that I wrote down, a brief explanation of, like, when I started listening to them, like, listen to K-pop, you know, like I said. So when I was in ninth grade, I'm in college now, but when I was in ninth grade, I was listening to it or whatever. So that's how I really got into it. And oh my goodness, when I listened to that song, it went like da-da-da. No, that's not how it go either. Oh my God, y'all, I done forgot how the damn song went. But it was really good, and I just kept replaying it. And me and my best friend, we had French together. And I remember we were sitting by each other. I think it was the first day, first or second day. And we had assigned seats, and me and her was at the same table, because her last name started with a C and my last name started with a B. So she went, like, the seat arrangements was kind of like by our last names. And I remember it was a part of the song where one of the members was like, my baby. And she looked at me, she was like, girl, where you get that from? You know what I'm saying? But she liked it before me. But, you know, I never, you know what I'm saying? This is our first time meeting, and she liked it before me. And I'm like, I got it from this group called Pentagon. She was like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God, you know them? She was like, yeah. But after that, yes. She kind of helped me too, like get into some new groups and stuff like that. But that was how I met her, and we're besties to the day. Till this day, I love her. But yes, that's crazy though. Because that's how I got into it, or off of YouTube from an ad or whatever. And that's how I became besties with one of my best friends right now. And that's crazy to me, honestly, because I'm like, wow, this is so crazy. Like, we really, you know what I'm saying? I want to say that we didn't have nothing in common, because we really didn't talk to each other like that. But after we found out that we both liked that was like, okay, now we know what we can talk about, and then we could just move on to other stuff like that, you know. But after that, you know, I was just really listening to them. And you know, around that time too, BTS was starting to get a little popular or whatever. So after I started listening to them, I started getting to the other groups, like really BTS though, because they was going so mainstream, like, you know, with all these new songs, you know, like Run and then Dope and, you know, all of that. Like, they were the ones, okay? Like Blood, Sweat and Tears, what's another song, Fake Love, DNA. So all those is kind of becoming popular or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of like, okay, I don't like them. So I liked them for a while. After that, I liked them for like at least like either a year or like half of a year, like 6 months. And my bias in the group at the time was Taeyeon, V. Who, that man is fine. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no type as long as you look good and, you know what I'm saying, intelligent and stuff like that. But that's besides the point. But V was my bias, and he is still right now to this day my bias. I love him. Like, I love them. But Pentagon was the first group I ever listened to. And that was the first time I ever heard the Korean language. But I really didn't, you know, see nothing weird about it or whatever. But that was the first time I ever heard the Korean language besides, like, French or Spanish or, you know, English. Like, the stuff that I was, like, hearing all the time. So, but that was the first school I ever listened to, was Pentagon. And then after that, I liked the BTS for a while. And then after them, after I was standing them for like a half a year, almost a year, and my bestie, she still loves BTS, bro. Like, she's a ride or die. Namjoon is her man, I'm telling you. Like, she like other groups, but BTS is like, that's them. They are them. You, if you know, you know. They are them, okay? But after I liked them, I start liking GOT7, okay? Let me tell you something. And the reason I started liking them, because I'm like, okay, they got foreigners. But you know the crazy thing, though? I didn't know that, you know, in different countries or whatever, they call us foreigners because we're not from there. So I'm like, hold on, what is a foreigner? I'm looking at it like, what is a foreigner, you know? And I'm like, okay, that's period. So I started like a GOT7, 15, 16, probably 17. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, like Jackson, Mark, Yugyeom, all of them. I'm just really like reminiscing right now, because like, I really don't listen to it like that, because, you know, I be so busy. But I still have the music on my playlist, but like, as in really into the groups, not no more. Because let me tell you something, it's too many groups. Like, what y'all got going on? Like, why y'all have so many groups? Like, I don't understand, you know what I mean? It's like too hard to keep up. Like, every month they coming out with a new group, every day everybody is just, oh my goodness, like new songs every day. Everybody, I just can't do this. Like, it's just so much happening. Everybody releasing albums. Everybody going to concerts. Like, everybody just so busy. And they just got so many groups that you can't even keep track no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, man, forget it. I gave up. But after I started listening to BTS, I started listening to GOT7. And then after that, it was real life. Like, I was into NCT for a while after Got 7. So I was kind of into, like, some of the groups, you know what I'm saying? Like, NCT Dream, NCT 127, NCTU, all of them. We love them. And then also Wavy, you know what I'm saying? So, but after BTS, it was really Got 7, I was liking them for a while, okay? And then after them two, I'm gonna be real with you. I got fed up with BTS because they were starting to get more mainstream and everything. Like, I am an ARMY, you know what I'm saying? I'm an AGASE, you know what I'm saying? I'm all of that, you know? I'm a carrot, like, 17, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, get into it. I'm an iconic from IGA. Well, I was until they did my man's B.I. dirty. Anyway, like I said, like, after I got bored with BTS, sorry to the armies, but after I got kind of bored with them because, you know, everybody just kept hearing their music and they, oh my god, I'm just like, I'm tired of it, but I still love them though. Like, they were a good group, that talented, handsome, all that, okay? But after them, I really started to like listen to all their songs, listen to their albums, follow them on Instagram. It was Icon. When I listened to Love Scenario, that song was like, that's what made me start listening to them. So I listened to that, and then I started listening to their past stuff, like Rhythm Tar and all of that. And what other songs did they have? But B.I. was a good leader. He's a good man, you know what I'm saying? So when all that went down, like, no cap. So I was liking him for a while. I'm finna tell y'all a story because this is so funny to me. So after I started liking them, Icon, you know, I was listening to them for a while. Like, I'm telling you, like, my bias was Bobby. Then after Bobby, it was, who was his name? June. And then after June, it was B.I. And then it was B.I.'s my bias for a while, you know what I'm saying? So they were all just wrecking shit in my mentality. I'm like, no, I like you, you know what I'm saying? But after I listened to them and I was really standing them for it, now they was the longest I ever stand, I feel like, I think like 2 years or something like that. So I was iconic for sure. I used to watch their reality show. I wouldn't even say reality, you know how Going 17 got Going 17. But Icon had like something like that too, similar back in the day or whatever, a couple years ago. But you know, they used to do pranks and stuff like that. But you know, I used to watch them and all that. So I was really like, and my bestie would tell you, like, Autumn, like, I didn't say her name, but she would tell you, like, I love them. So after all that stuff happened with B.I., you know, with him taking, you know, all them substances. I won't even say all them substances, but like a substance or whatever. You know, drugs in Korea is a very big deal, more than here in the United States. Because it's like, bro, we used to it. We be seeing crackheads left and right. You feel what I'm saying? It's probably our parents. Our family members do it. We probably grew up around it. And so, you know, it's not really a big deal to us in the public eye, like as in celebrities or people that's well known. So after that incident happened with him and he left and he was gone for a whole year, I'm talking about Hanbin, B.I., my man, after he made the song with Lehigh, do go up song, I don't even know what it's called, No One or something like that. Y'all know what song I'm talking about because we love her too. But after he made that song with her and, you know, he had his blonde hair or whatever and that came out about him, I don't know if he was forced to leave the group or he just left. But after he left, when I tell y'all, I cried. Like, I was really crying. And I think I was crying in school or I was crying in French class, because when I found that out, I'm like, nah, they lying. And then I think he had posted something on Instagram saying like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I decided to leave the group. This is how y'all know I'm really into that, because I'm like, what? He really left. But yes, I was upset. And me and my bestie was there. She was like, oh my god, are you crying? I'm like, yes, because like, I was getting teary-eyed because I'm like, bro, is you really leaving? Like, he was the composer, the leader. Like, he wrote, so he made the beats and everything. So it's kind of like, bro, What are they going to do? So honestly, I'm going to be real with y'all. After he left, I stopped listening to him because he, like I said, I went through all my biases and he was my last bias. But after he was my last bias, I just stopped listening to him and he left. So I'm like, if my bias not there, why am I still listening to him? He left. I stopped listening to them for a very long time. And then, you know, but I was still listening to, because I liked the Bobby so much or whatever, you know. So he started making his own solo music down the line or whatever. And then I'm like, okay, hold on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold on, Bobby. Let me find out, bro. But yes, that's that. That was like, they were really like my heart. Like, I liked it. I liked it, Bangtan, BTS, but I wasn't really into them like I was with Icon. Like, I'm telling you, them was my boys, them were my homies, my brothers, like them was the ones, you dig what I'm saying? But now I am an ID because B.I. is a solo artist and I love him, okay? Like, Waterfall, Waterfall, oh, I think that was his debut, so I don't know, but that's my man's right there, that's my boy. We love him to death do us part, okay? But yeah, I'm also an ID, you know what I'm saying? But now I be keeping in touch with these solo, you know, also solo career artists, you know. Like, I like Card too. I like, who else do I like? That's like, TXT. I like, let me stop lying. Let me stop lying, bro. And what's their fan name called? Moa, but I like TXT, but you know, you don't listen to them like that, so I ain't even gonna fake the fun. Who else do I like? I like 17, like I said. Oh, I like DKB. I don't know if y'all know who DKB is, I don't know, but ooh, AT's too. Like, I went through a phase with them as well. I was like watching everything. This is like before they got real big. Like, I used to watch they shows on KQ Entertainment when they used to like go out and, you know, walk around, tell people who they are, whatever, this, that, and the other, and watch their little shows or whatever. Like, I really like them. Woo Young is my man's. Forget all the brotherly stuff. Like, I am an 18. Like, I am an OG 18. I love them. I liked them before they debuted. Like, when they had, how many 8 Makes One Team, when they had 9 members, but you know, the 9th dude didn't debut with them or whatever. But I was really, them was my boys too. I also went through a phase with them, liking them for a while too. What age am I at now with this? So I'm probably like, what, like 17, 18? So like, kind of like senior year of high school, whatever. But I was an 18 like for a while. That's crazy. So after I got done with Icon or whatever and all that, I think I went to be, so I watched 18 and I'm like, ooh, I like them. Mingi was always my favorite though. But Woo Young, you know, he wrecked it. Like, they always be wrecking stuff. You dig what I'm saying? But yes. Oh my goodness. That's my dude though. Yes. Okay. I forgot about them. But now they real mainstream, so I really don't listen to them like that. But I still got their music though, you know, on my playlist. Like I said, I really don't listen to K-pop like that. But I still have the old songs, you know, on my playlist. I rarely add new group music, like new groups and just, you know, all that to my playlist. But yeah, I'm an 18 as well. I forgot about that. Oh, also my favorite girl groups, I really don't listen to girl groups like that, but my bestie do, she love girl groups. I really like, but let's really talk about it though, what's their name, New Jeans? All them girls can sing at the end of the day. Like, their voice is like water on my body. Like, I just get so, you know, warm. Like, oh my goodness, they sing so good. They have such beautiful voices, and they are just so, so, so beautiful inside and out. I really do fuck with, ooh, Lord Jesus. I've been trying not to cuss, and I've been doing good not cussing on this episode, but, you know, I fucks with them. But I like them a lot. I really don't listen to girl groups like that, you know, Twice and Aespa and all. And, you know, I know them, like, of them, but as in get into their members and stuff, I don't know them like that. But the one group I do know is Mamamoo. I said, Mama, Mamamoo. Hi, where Mamamoo? I love all of them. Like, Hwasa is the girl, okay? Like, not even Hwasa, just all of them. Like, oh, they're just beautiful. Like, they're beautiful. Like, all of them. Literally all of them. But I like them as well. That's, like, really the only girl group I like. And that's kind of sad to me. That's really crazy. I didn't realize it's the only girl group I like. But it be like that, though, for, you know, I ain't really trippy, you feel what I'm saying? But I really do like all their music, though. You know what I'm saying? They sell music as well. You know, they be getting it in. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you really rock with them, though, for real. But I really like them. They raw as hell. But, like, who I like right now, as of right now, like, nobody. I'm going to be real. You know, that was, like, kind of in the past or whatever, but who I really, really stay and listen to all the time is Down Bad for, like, all these other ones. Like, all these other, you know, fandoms or whatever. Nobody. I haven't been listening to them like that, well, as in the music, you know, like, I might listen to some songs, like, some of the new songs that come out from the groups, but I have not. Nobody. I don't think I like nobody at this moment in time. Like, I like the 17 new song that came out. What other new songs came out? I like Jungkook 7. I like V's Love Again and Rainy Days. I like that. I like the what else? Who else? I don't know, y'all. But you know, I be getting into it, but I don't be getting into it. You know what I'm saying? As in the music, but as of who I stand and like in the present time, as in 2023 right now of August, I don't think I like nobody. I think it's all mutually respected and mutually listened to. Like, I haven't added no new Korean songs to my playlist, I don't think, but I still rock with the culture, though. You dig what I'm saying? Like, ever since I started listening to Korean music, I really started to get into the culture and the food and stuff. Like, that's really all I eat now, for real. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, I don't even eat like American food like that unless I really crave it. You feel what I'm saying? So, but I don't really, it's kind of mutual with the music, you know. But the drama, though, y'all, girl, them Korean celebrities be getting such a drama, okay? Like, it's so crazy. Like, I feel like they more messier than us, or like the fans, they expect. Let's really get into it right now. We finna steer off a little bit, cause I got one more thing I want to talk about before we end it. But let's really talk about how hard the fans are on them. As in the I won't even say idols, I'm just say celebrities. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just be so hard on them. Like, I just don't understand, like, why they be expecting stuff from them. Like, y'all literally are little kids. Y'all are in middle school or high school, and y'all over here worried about who they kissing, this that. Like, if they being nice to who, nice to them, nice to that. You're not even nice to everybody every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, I understand that they're celebrities and they're well known, but they're also human beings. And that's what I feel like in citizens don't get. I think that's what you call them. Because I ain't one of them, but you know, in citizens or something like that. You know, the Korean fans, I feel like that's what they don't understand. Because they're like, oh no, I'm going to marry him, this, that. Let me tell you something. No, you're not. You know what I'm saying? They just be put so much pressure on them. And I feel like that's why some of them do take their lives and do, you know, turn to drugs, because they kind of like, man, I can't be myself because everybody want me to be perfect, like the Ken doll. Like, this is not Barbie. We're not perfect all the time. Everybody is not happy every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, even them. Like, that's why when I see artists nowadays, like in the States or whatever, or the United States, like if they have a little miss up or something like that, I don't expect them to always want to take pictures or always want to smile or, you know, always want to dress nice or always want to wear makeup or always want to have their nails done. That's just because I'm like that. Like, we're human, but they're just more well known and you see them more often than the people that you see just roaming around. You feel what I'm saying? Around your neighborhood. You did. So it's kind of like, I feel like they kind of have like their fandom and their fans are just so toxic. Like, I just don't get it. You feel what I'm saying? It is more conservative over there, but here it's more freely. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you want. You can post a video of you smoking a blunt. You feel what I'm saying? We wouldn't care over here, but over there, they're gonna be like, oh my God, lock his ass up. He can't do that. That's not good. But you over here being a little thought body, this, that, cussing out your mama, probably ain't passing out your classes, but you worry about the next month. You feel what I'm saying? They're just doing their job, just like how we do our job when we go to work. But their job is in front of the camera, and our job is just in front of other people's faces. You know what I'm saying? But I just have to get in that. We'll talk about that another day, but they're very toxic, and I just feel so bad for them. So, you know, with stuff like that be happening, like with the drug stuff, or they be, oh, they bullied this, bullied that, or, oh, he cheated on his, like, come on now, bro, like, that's just a part of living and learning, and, you know what I'm saying, everybody make mistakes, you know what I'm saying, like, ain't nobody perfect, and then they just be judging people, like, they so perfect, like, oh my God, I thought he would never do this, baby, you don't know him from the crack of his ass, you feel what I'm saying? To the front of his nuts. You don't know him like that or her like that. You feel what I'm saying? So who is you to talk about them when you worry about yourself? You know what I'm saying? But that's just my thought on it. I don't know if everybody feel like that, but that's just how I feel. So I feel like I'm a good fan. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do as long as you respect the next person. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it, you don't have to be smiling and happy all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, in my past episodes, you know, I always be talking about not always being happy all the time or always, you know what I'm saying, just want to do stuff. You just want to be yourself, but over there, it's kind of hard to do. You dig? But, yeah, that's just my little thought on that. But we still love y'all, though. It ain't no hatred over here. It's just my opinion, you know? Like, calm down. But as of, I want to talk about how I feel about, like, K-pop itself now. And like, what it say, am I feeling like how I used to, and how I feel how I used to back in the day? I thought it was great. Let's be real, back in the day, everybody had a different sound. Keep it a buck. Every group had a different sound, and I liked that, you know, like each song, like each video I would press for of a different group, I like, you know, it might be a little slow, a little fast, a little this, a little that, a little slow, a little, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like now, because there's so many groups, so many companies, not even so many companies, but probably is some more companies that we don't know about, you know what I'm saying? Because I really ain't into it like that, but I be seeing stuff there, but you know, it's probably so many groups here now. I just feel like everybody just, they no originality nowhere. First of all, let's talk about the videos. Too much. My eyes, I already wear glasses, so y'all trying to put all these extra editing, them flipping over lava lamps and jumping in a pool of lava. Brother, if y'all be like, for real, New Jeans videos, I'm not even gonna lie, I will watch them all day, every day, because they so, not even basic, they just simple. Their music videos, like, they hear, they know none of that extra editing shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, whew, the editings on these videos is bombastically changed. But I mean, you know, they kind of going with the trend, but it's still kind of like, what's like, come on now. Like, why y'all trying to follow the trend, be your own unique self? But I feel like now, I wouldn't say every song sound the same. I just feel like it ain't really as, like, I don't know, everybody trying to make the TikTok stuff. They try to make them TikTok, you feel what I'm saying? Like, Bouncy by AT. And I like that song, but it's kind of like, what you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? You feel what I'm saying? Or what other song? Man, I don't even know, man. I just thinking about it just making me get a headache. You feel me? Like, Oh Lord Jesus, I don't even know at this point in time, you feel me? But I don't know how I feel about it nowadays. I'm really more into cool, just anything, everything, like old stuff, you know what I'm saying? Even the American music now, just they don't even know what they want to talk about. Like, I'm just so over it. Like, at this point, I should just step up and start making some dumbass songs, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know how I feel about it now. I feel like it's more neutral, you know? Like, I feel like the fans are more crazier. I feel like the American fans starting to be more, like, the more critical and more, like, I wouldn't even say tedious. Not even, like, just more stern with the idols now. Because it's kind of like, come on now, why y'all doing them like that? Y'all don't even do the American artists like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, don't treat them different just because they're a different culture. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't really care what they do. As long as they doing what they love, I'm going to be cool with it. You feel me? But right now, I just feel like K-pop is just at its finding themselves stage. You feel what I'm saying? Because I feel like everybody just been making music. You feel what I'm saying? Like, something that you can dance to, like I said, on TikTok. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like TikTok is like, it's making their songs more mainstream than us as fans finding it ourselves and not keep hearing it over and over and everybody doing one little part of the dance. Like, because if you only do one part of the dance on one part of the song, then when we go watch the video, we only want to go hear that one part of the song and see that one part of the dance because we're just so used to seeing it. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't even know for real. But, you know, I'm happy I found it because it's so well known now. And it's not just, and I like how American artists and Korean artists are coming together and, you know, making music. You feel what I'm saying? Like the Jonas Brothers, TXT. Anyway, Cat Bro, I look like that song. Oh my god, don't know how you do it like that. Yeah, oh my god, don't know how you do it like that. Oh mama, that song. Just, I think because I like the Jonas Brothers, for real, I really do. I mess with them heavy, but yeah, you know, I just like how the Korean and Western, we all coming together making music, because you know, music is music at the end of the day. So, but as in K-pop itself and them as a whole, I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's just so many groups, man, and everybody, they don't know what they do. They don't know what to do. Like, a lot of plagiarism I've been reading about, you know, with different groups and American songs sounding the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like, it's just, it's a whole lot of, you feel what I'm saying? As Zoe would say, I don't know if y'all know who Zoe is, but it's just a whole lot of, but I don't know, you know, I just really just been listening to, like, Dive Studio Podcast. I really love them. Shout out to them. I don't even know if y'all gonna get this far, but shout out to them. But I will listen to that and just, I don't know, like, just different stuff. But I haven't really been getting into K-pop like that, but I still like it though, you know. It's always going to remain in my heart, you know what I'm saying? But all the other stuff, like the concerts and this that, and then the album prices, and we gonna talk about that another time. But I really hope, honestly, y'all enjoyed this episode, because I did, and I'm happy that I could open up about the music that I like, because I know not a lot of people like K-pop, but I hope y'all get into it, because it's something different to listen to than American music, and or country music, and or Japanese music, and or Chinese music, and or Indonesian music. It's a lot of music going on, you know what I'm saying? But I just think everything gonna get better. You feel what I'm saying? But I just really hope y'all all enjoy this episode and also enjoy my opinion on how I feel and how I saw this to K-pop and how I got into it and all that. But I really hope y'all enjoyed it. And let me know who y'all favorite group is, because you never know. We probably like the same groups, or you know what I'm saying? Or y'all could tell me about some new groups that I haven't heard about before or something like that. Or yeah. I like this. This was fun. This was nice. I hope y'all enjoyed this. I hope whoever's listening to this have a good day, a good night, a good morning. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it was so nice for y'all to just, whatever y'all was doing, to just, you know, listen to me talk. You know what I'm saying? But y'all can follow me on Instagram at Antonia Beck. That is AntoniaBeck. And also on Twitter at Antonia Beck, but with no space. So AntoniaBeck. And lastly, subscribe to my YouTube channel at It's Nia B. That is ItzNeiaAB. And I will post my podcast episodes on my channel soon, hopefully. I gotta see if my brother can. I don't know who gonna help me with that, but somebody gonna help me with that, okay? But I really hope y'all enjoy this. Y'all have a lovely, best day. Continue to smile. Like, I know life is hard, but keep on going. And I just hope whoever listens to my podcast, that it just gives you energy to be your damn self and just fuck it, man. But now that y'all have a good day and stay blessed. Adios, ciao.